Here we are, back again after long absence, returned to the open arms of our passionate audience of no one. Do you think anybody missed us?
No one.
Probably not.
Not even a single soul.
Not a soul. Hey, everybody. It's Monday?
Yes, it is Monday.
Monday, the 21st of April. That's yes. Japan time. Yes. Yeah. We're a day ahead, or everybody's a day behind. I don't know.
Happy Easter for all of you.
Happy Rabbit Day. Happy...
Happy Easter, who celebrates Easter.
Yeah. So, Easter...
We don't have Easter here.
No. I did see a rabbit somewhere. Yeah. And there was a sign that said, like...
We have Easter at Disneyland and department stores who want to sell chocolate.
Yeah, it said, like, let's egging.
Yeah.
Something like that. I thought, egging, like throwing eggs at someone. No. That would be terrible.
Yeah.
Especially those... Have you ever had, like... Well, I guess, because when you were young, you didn't have the eggs hidden, right? Like, Easter egg hunt. Did you ever do that?
No. Oh. Never. I've never done it.
Maybe at my house, but just, like, a little bit.
But...
Or not, it wasn't, like, a major holiday thing.
If you forget, like, to count, and I forget how many you hid and find it next year, and your kid just eats it? Yay! There's one! But, like, no, maybe a year could be all right.
What? What do you mean?
Or, like, oh, my God, somebody's already taken a bite.
Oh my god.
I'm like, no! No! So, mom, like, so many mothers have to count the eggs first and then hide. Like, yeah. Did you find 10? 9? There's one more you have to find! The last one! Or you have to fight with rats until the next
year. The next year. Or next year you have 11 eggs. Or 10 and a half since the rats got to it.
It becomes a Russian roulette.
Which one of these is the rotten one?
Yeah.
Which one of these, when I touch it, is it going to dissolve and smell terrible?
Yeah. No. Shouldn't happen.
Oh, what a great start. We're off to a good start there.
I'm sorry. I just my imagination took me off the place and sent me to an imaginary Easter hunt. Happy family. Situation.
It didn't end happily. No. So, today, what are we talking about?
We watched Captain America.
Which one?
Winter Soldier.
Yeah. What did you think?
It was pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I liked it. I liked the story.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And, well, he's very awesome.
And don't. Swoon. You can't swoon.
No.
No, you can't. Even I would swoon over that hunk. Mm,
but I think his arms are a little bit too buff. It can be a little bit, I don't know, it could shrink a bit.
It's funny how, like, when he's in costume, he actually doesn't look so huge. But, like, when he's just doing the tank top thing, you're like, my God, that guy is stacked.
Mm.
Yeah. So before that, we had watched Thor. That was also this year, right? For us?
Yeah.
Like, because that was really late coming out here. Yeah. Like, Dark World came out super late here. But I think Captain America came out recently in the States. I don't know.
Because
I thought I saw an article that said that it was 3 weeks since it came out. So, seems weird, doesn't it? Like, the one that's, like, got a big American flag on his chest is the one that they want to release in other countries first. But the one about a god, like, came out really, really late. The one that I think could be a little more universal. But I don't know why they would choose that. Maybe Captain America did better here than Thor.
Because there is unlikely a threat from outer space.
Huh?
So people will relate less, maybe.
I guess so.
To Thor.
So they can relate to Hydra?
Maybe more.
Okay. Anyway, so this new Captain America, it was good. It didn't have, like, the twists and turns that the other stories had. Like, Thor had some
wondered if there's another, like, fixer behind the whole thing.
What do you mean?
Like, there's another culprit to the whole thing. Like, oh, we got this guy. No, he wasn't the real culprit.
Is it like it's Sherlock Holmes? Yeah. It's you. You're the one. Take him away.
Yeah. Constable. No, but it was good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Oh, no, I wasn't criticizing it. Like, I think Iron Man had its twist, which I won't say for people who haven't seen it, but it wasn't even in the trailers. I thought it was pretty creative. Thor 2 had its little story beats and twists, but this one was fairly straightforward, but like I never felt like I was left behind in the story. It was pretty simple. Not to say bad. Not at all bad. Really good time. And funny. Like, it really didn't mind being silly. Like, although a lot of stuff that was happening was dark, and as you said, it was very, like, has a new meaning in a post-Snowden world. Mm. For a lot of people, I imagine, like, the whole idea of, I don't know, should we say? I guess we should just say spoilers. Like, I'll put a spoiler thing on the post, but, like, the fear of personal information mining and data mining and stuff.
Yeah. Just go watch it.
Yeah.
No, I put this receipt in the wrong place. I'm sorry. It's a personal matter. Don't worry. Keep going.
She's taking all... Oh, that's not good. Okay. Following all our, using all our receipts, because tax was just increased in Japan. Countrywide consumption tax went up 2%.
So. And I left my work at the end of March.
Yeah, it's going to increase another 3%, so it'll be up to 10%. But yeah, you also quit your job, which is excellent.
Well, it took a lot of stress off me.
That's right.
So I'm moving on to another one, which hasn't found me yet.
I see. But, yeah, anyway, so I'm not saying you quitting your job is not a big thing.
No. No,
that's good.
No.
It's really... That was stressing you quite a bit, too much to be...
Yeah, to it was continue driving with. Me crazy.
Yes. But I thought the action in that movie was really good.
Oh, yes.
Like, it had some of the, like, best and, like... I thought the first fight on the boat was a bit... Maybe because it was dark, but, like, it was a bit freewheeling the way it was shot. Like, it was really hard to follow for me.
It was good, like... Like, seeing him, like, running through the whole ship, kind of. It was cool.
Oh, no, that was great. It was just, like, the up-close little fights. I was like, whoa, the camera's a little bit crazy.
Well, yeah, I had that feeling, too.
And it made me afraid. I was like, is this going to be a Bourne Identity the whole time? But, like, they really settled.
Bourne Legacy.
Well, no, I was thinking of the good Bourne movies.
Oh, okay.
Oh, snap, I said it. Oh. Bourne Legacy. Was it Legacy? Is that it? Bourne Legacy was shit. I'm not afraid to say it. Take that.
I'm sorry, like...
Everyone who liked that movie, which is probably no one.
There must have been really talented people, but just didn't work out.
Nobody...
That writing was so...
Yeah. So bad. It was bad. Nobody ever sets out to make a bad movie. That's always what I try to remember, but you should know better. Than releasing something like that. Anyway, but yeah, like the directing got more settled and the fights were easier to follow. And like it had some of the most convincing CGI, like not in terms of like the crazy stuff happening, but like characters running around on things. Yeah. There was only like one or two times and I was like, that dude is CG'd, like straight up. It's so easy to tell. But like most of the time it was like pretty convincing. It's nice to see Scarlett getting a whole bunch of screen time. I mean, Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Like, she's awesome. Her fight scenes are always really cool. Well, her character's fight scenes. I don't know if she actually does the stunts. Probably not.
Scarlett.
I don't know that I don't know if I should say... I'll just say, like, without saying what the last thing was, if people watched or they didn't watch it and they didn't see the last post-credit thing.
I don't believe those people who still leave early in those movies. It's being stupid. Like, those... I get frustrated and want to, like, just, like, extend my arm and reach for their collars and say, like, hey, there's something good at the end. I just know it. You can't leave now.
Well, and it's like, yeah, those people, and there's people who, like, the moment it goes black and it's, like, the first name pops up, they're, like, jumping out of their chair, like, do you really need to go somewhere, dog? Like, what's up?
Unless they need to use the bathroom so badly.
Yes. But there were two... I'll just say there were two post-credit scenes. The first one is pretty, like, story-heavy. The second one at the very end, I won't say what it was, but, like, I don't know that I would care too much about the next Captain America movie.
Yeah.
Like, it depends on how they decide to go, like, if Chris Evans is gonna retire. Or what? Like, I don't know what's going to happen, but it'll be interesting to see. Post-Age of Ultron.
It didn't have Captain America's that song from the first one.
Which one? That, like, propaganda one?
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
I did, like, all the footage when he was in the museum.
Yeah.
And he was looking at all the, like, black and white footage of, like, and here's the captain storming the beach. Like, it was really cool.
I was wondering if that was coming, but
yeah. Oh, that theme.
Yeah.
No, it was good. Like, I think before this, my favorite had been Thor 2. Like, those movies are just so much fun, and, like, I don't know who thought it was gonna be a good idea to make, like, Thor and I don't remember the character's name, but
who?
What's her name? The one who's in Black Swan and Star Wars and all that.
Natalie Portman,
thank you. Who thought to make all their stuff so playful? But, like, their dialogue is fantastic in those movies. Like, especially between them.
Mm.
Like, as, like, a god and a mortal. But, like, there's just so much fun in their scenes together. And, like, Captain America was a lot of fun, too. Like, I like that they're not so heavy. That's why I don't like the new Spider-Man so much. And you told me this before. I originally said I liked it, but I'm really turning on it. The more I see the Marvel movies,
mm-hmm.
the more I dislike the Fox and Sony movies.
But I don't know. But there should be some characters who can't joke back, you know, in a really clever way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, so much of, like, those characters, especially, like, Spidey, is, like, he's constantly chattering. Like, in a lot of the villains are like, just shut your damn mouth. Like, that's how he gets them off guard, is, like, constantly trashing. But, like, those new movies, the new one just felt so, like, dour and bleak and sad.
Mm.
Like, it just, I know he has a sad origin and that's fine, but, like, Spider-Man's supposed to be a bit little more bouncy, in my opinion. But, like, this new one just looks so depressing. I love Electro. Like, the original, sorry, I'm gonna be a bit nerdy here, but the original, as if I'm ever not nerdy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. You turn off that alarm. Thank you.
Alert.
Hey. The original.
Section 1. Now.
Oh my god. You've been watching too much Star Trek and Battlestar.
Mm-hmm.
The original Spider-Man comics with, like, Electro and Dr. Octopus, Sinister Six, Kraven, Mysterio. No. Okay, don't worry.
You sounded all like magic spells and curses.
Stop it. No.
It just came into my left ear and, like, straight through my right ear.
But, like,
what did you just say?
But, like, the original comics were so corny and, like, silly. You know, they're like, you'll never stop me, Spider-Man. You know, like, that kind of goofiness. And, like, the new one's just like, I will create a world of despair and darkness. It's just like, does everything, I know it's like a dramatic story, but does it have to be so friggin' bleak all the time? Like, everything has to be, like, heavy and philosophical. Mm-hmm. Like, Captain America managed to do that without being, like, friggin' downer the whole time. Anyway, sorry, that's my ranting done. That the moment that they started saying everything has to be gritty and dark and heavy and serious. Just like, I think that was like the end for a lot of franchises that could have been great. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. So you ready for Age of Ultron next year? That'll be Avengers 2.
Yes.
What did you think of the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer? That looked really odd, didn't it?
Which one
was the one with Rocket Raccoon and like it was the other Marvel movie with their like the misfit team aliens. Yeah. Didn't it look weird?
Yeah.
But kinda cool, like the tone is really wacky.
Yeah. It didn't really tell a lot.
Right.
So I don't think it's gonna be a hit here.
If it even does come out here. Mm. Which it probably won't. I don't know, maybe they'll look at the Marvel tag on it and say, okay, yeah, let's put it out. But just to be safe, but they don't have the clout of Iron Man or, you know. Yeah, but I don't know. I'd be interested to see it just because that's a weird team and it's a really odd, funky direction for them to go in for the tone of that movie. Looks really kind of crazy. Like a lot of those were B stories, like not mainstream heroes. So I think it could be really cool, potentially. Kind of like Cowboy Bebop looking, like this odd cyberpunk, but a future that's not taking, or a sci-fi that doesn't take itself too seriously, which I really like. Sorry, I keep ranting. Comment
aside. It's okay.
Is there any other movies we want to see this year? Like Gravity came out.
Yeah.
We watched Thor, we watched Captain America.
Anything to do with space.
I want to show you Europa Report, if it wasn't like 4,000, 5,000 yen on Amazon, which is like $50, people. It's a lot for an indie movie. Not indie, but not mainstream.
I don't know. Oh, Samurai Roma 2?
Well, you're into that, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not too crazy about it. Yeah. Maybe, I mean, if it was in English, probably. I really like the manga because it's got a crazy style. Samurai Roma, for those who don't know, is just it's a manga about a Roman who gets...
Ancient Roman,
thank you. Who gets sucked through a bathhouse, hole in a bathhouse to modern Japan and like carries...
Well, he's an engineer for making baths. Yeah, architect.
And he gets sucked to modern Japan and like takes the secrets of the onsen, which is the hot spring, right?
Yeah.
To Rome to like
at improve. First he thinks those people are like slaves.
Right.
Yeah, of like Roman Empire who's got flat face. But their technology like kinda is really way superior to Roman Empire, so he gets really scared and worried.
Yeah. And it's cool, like I don't know, the movie seems really cool, but like the art of the manga is really exceptional. Like it's really unique looking, like it doesn't look so anime style, like it's really carefully drawn, it almost looks like Roman art. It's pretty fantastic. But yeah, so that second one of those came out. We're watching a lot of Hulu, finished Battlestar. We should do a whole one on Battlestar Galactica at some point, like a whole decompression. I still don't feel like I'm done with that show. Maybe we should do that later. People might be interested to know our few thoughts about a show that's been off the air for freaking years.
I just can't stop saying, my God.
That's right.
Mr. Gator.
It's gotta be a fracking joke, he says. I love his little Canadian sounding accent or Midwestern. I actually, the other day in a lesson, I actually accidentally said, my gods.
Really?
Like, I said, oh my gods, when somebody said something funny. I was like, oh no, it's happened. But I don't ever want to say frack in public for two reasons. One, people think, either the half people will know you're a huge nerd, or the other half will think you're actually saying something really terrible.
Yeah, but like, you were happy when... Liz Lemon said, what the frack's going on here in 30 Rock?
But you hadn't seen Battlestar at that point.
I wish I did. Like, I wish I had before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can go back and watch. That's a great show. Well, that's our time for today. So okay. Maybe we'll make another one of these later. Stay tuned, everyone.
Well, if there's anyone...